I'm Vicki Kelley.
Thank you. Thank you, America. You did it.
Ken Cragen, the man who organized today's human charity chain called Hands Across America, a project aimed at raising money for the hungry and homeless. No word yet how many people actually took part, but the line was supposed to stretch from sea to shining sea, from New York to California and 14 states in between. It all happened 2 hours ago.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
This is Hampton Pearson in Washington, D.C., in Anacostia, in southeastern section of the nation's capital, where hundreds of people are stretched out along Martin Luther King Avenue, holding hands, symbolic that on this day at least, the issues of hunger and homelessness are on the front burner of American policy. The organizers here say over 13,000 people from this community had signed up. Although only a few hundred are actually here to join hands, at the magic moment, the people here say they're doing the best with those that are here. Hampton Pearson, CBS News, Washington.
There was another big fundraiser today called Sport Aid, designed to raise money for African famine relief. As many as 20 million people in 75 countries held charity runs, hoping to raise $150 million. More news in a minute.
Alka-Seltzer presents Rescues from Modern Living. Today, picnics.
Everybody always brings way too much food to a picnic, but nobody ever wants to carry food home from a picnic, and it's a sin to throw away good food. So you have to finish up 3 pounds of potato salad just so your wife can wash out the bowl.
Alka-Seltzer to the rescue. This summer, let Alka-Seltzer help give you fast, effective relief for your headache and the feeling in your stomach that you've just swallowed a national park.
Alka-Seltzer to the rescue.
Use only as directed.
It's Pennzoil's Indy Winter Sale, and every time you are coupon, you'll get 20 cents back in rebates. Buy a quart of quality Pennzoil motor oil. Tear off the rebate coupon and mail it in. When you do, you'll get 20 cents back. Buy 5 quarts of great Pennzoil protection, enough for an oil change, and get $1 back. Buy a case, and that's $2.40 in savings. It's one winner of a deal. So stock up now during Pennzoil's Indy Winter Sale and start for your today.
Bad news for the thousands of fans who waited about 6 hours this afternoon for the start of the Indianapolis 500.
There's been a rain all day here in Indianapolis, and the race was called, and the announcement was made that it will be run tomorrow at its regular starting time at 11 o'clock.
Russ Arnold, a spokesman for the Indy, making the announcement the race is off for today. There are unconfirmed reports from Lebanon that some of the foreign hostages kidnapped there may be released soon. Two newspapers are saying as many as 8 French kidnapped victims may be released in a week or so. And another report says some American hostages also may be freed. The U.S. State Department is said to be checking into it. And CBS News has learned that French diplomats think Iran holds the key to the hostages' release. British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher and Israeli Prime Minister Shimon Peres talked in Jerusalem today on how to advance Middle East peace efforts with moderate Arab states. Thatcher has offered to use her contacts with moderate Arab leaders to rekindle the peace talks. She says she'll meet with Jordan's King Hussein in London in 3 weeks, and that she thinks Hussein is ready and willing to proceed in the peace process. A Soviet newspaper reports the damaged Chernobyl nuclear reactor has been reliably sealed, and the Soviet scientist in charge of cleanup says the main worry now is how to keep radiation from poisoning underground water supplies. Yevgeny Yevchinkov told NBC's Meet the Press that about 200 people in the area of the reactor have shown signs of radiation sickness. U.S. bone marrow specialist Dr. Robert Gale has returned to Moscow for what he calls the most critical part of his mission, monitoring 19 bone marrow transplant patients. Gale says he will also help establish guidelines to test and follow at least 50,000 people who were exposed to radiation. Philippine President Corazon Aquino has appointed 45 people to a commission charged with writing a new constitution. Aquino reserved another 5 seats for allies of ousted President Ferdinand Marcos. Now this.
Every day I'm on the line, and it's my responsibility to make sure that the office functions the way it should. That's why I rely on Kelly, because I know that I can get the job done.
Are you familiar with Kelly's testing in the data entry operator area?
Yes, I've actually had the opportunity to go into Kelly, go through the testing process. I was really impressed with it.
Did you actually take the test yourself?
Yes, I did. Needless to say, I didn't do real well, but that's what actually sold me on the system.
Because you knew the people would be qualified?
Right.
Nobody puts their first to the test like Kelly.
No, they don't. That's why we've stuck with Kelly. I wasn't aware that they actually went to such lengths, so it shows that they're standing behind their commitment.
Kelly Services, the Kelly Girl people.
Right. I'm real pleased with Kelly, and I just can't say enough about Kelly. I think
sure you can. Go ahead.
Sure I can. I think they're great. They're always there to help.
And now, personal computer word processing is still another area for which Kelly provides tested temporaries. Call us. Nobody puts temporaries to the test like Kelly.
People in parts of Texas are trying to clean up and count up the damage from yesterday's violent storms, blamed for killing at least five people. Searchers have found the body of a baby boy who was swept from his mother's arms by floodwaters last night. It was the baby's first birthday. I'm Vicki Kelly, CBS News.